Morning, this is Pastor Orrick Quick of God Seekers Church, and thank you again for joining us here on Morning Manna. This is the year of restitution, where you're going to receive recompense. You're going to receive everything that you need on this year. Now, it's up to you to believe it. I want to say this, that there were some of the Israelites that they received, they got out of bondage, but they didn't receive their restitution. And in other words, they were freed. They got half of what they were supposed to get. And the reason why they only got half is because of their unbelief. So they received salvation. In other words, they got saved out of bondage, but yet they were not able to go into the promised land. God doesn't just want you to be free from the natural sense or the spiritual sense of your salvation. Yes, we thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not about money and all that, but guess what? God wants you to be blessed financially, because if you're blessed and you're in a good mind of state, a good state of mind, then you're going to help other people. And this is what God is getting to. He said, you're supposed to get the whole package, not just get half of the package and be satisfied. So what I'm simply saying is that when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, that was half of the agreement. The other half was making them multimillionaires when they got into the promised land. But some of them, actually most of them, except for Joshua and Caleb, that Joshua and Caleb were the only original slaves that made it out of Egypt and into the promised land. The rest of them had a bad case of unbelief. They just refused to believe in the promises of God. So what I'm simply saying is that when you read Exodus, the third chapter, this is where God is telling Moses what he's going to do. But then it comes to pass in Exodus, the 12th chapter. So guess what? Between Exodus, the 3rd chapter, and Exodus, the 12th chapter, there was a place of faith. There was a moment of faith. There was a time where they had an opportunity to believe God. They had to believe that God was going to do what he said. Now, I'm speaking to your future. I'm telling you that God wants to do something amazing in your life. Now, it's up to you to believe it. I'm going to get mine, praise God, because I ain't going to let nothing stop me from receiving this miracle. It's time for you to believe in God. Amen.